Hey, and welcome back to the sixth video in the DAO of Badass membership area. This video is entitled, Which Badass Are You? And what we're going to do here is we're going to tap into your personality type and figure out where your natural strength is for attraction. It may not be what you think it is, and it probably is not what you wanted, because usually we tend to want the thing that we don't have. So I'm going to go into that now. There are two core sort of meta frames, and by meta frames I mean concepts that overlap everything else in our behavior, that sort of underlie everything. And one of those two options is having an internal frame versus an external frame. Now, I'm going to go ahead right now and demystify the confident, internally framed man. Now, you're born with either an internal frame or an external frame, basically. I mean, you are brought up and it sort of becomes a part of you and you cultivate it, but your natural tendency is really developed between the ages of, we think, between the ages of 3 and 7 to either have an internal or an external frame. Even some people say that you are born with it and it's kind of a template and that it's passed down through generations like a gene. Either way, you can recognize which one it is and you can sort of change it, or you can buy into it and really think, use its power to your advantage. Now, internal frames and external frames are very interesting. External frame people tend to really want internal frames. They really want to be able to walk up to a woman, say whatever they want, and not be emotionally affected by it, and just kind of, they feel like that's the ultimate confidence. And then internally framed guys really want the external frame, because the external frame allows them to sit down and talk to a woman and connect with her on an emotional level. Also, and allows them to have really solid relationships when you have an external frame, as well as a lot of other really powerful things. So most of the people watching this video will be externally framed. Some will be internally framed, and the internally framed people typically have a hard time paying attention. Sometimes they sort of get caught up in a concept, and they need sort of more smaller bite-sized chunks in order to really understand. And when they do, they integrate it immediately. But in order to get to that point, they really have to think and focus as much as possible. So here's how we're going to find out whether or not you're an internal or external frame. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to think about it. Pause the video after I ask, and then write it down. I'd comment in the section below. So instead of writing it down on your paper or whatever, go ahead and comment below, and tell me which one you are. Now, when you comment, it'll automatically show me who you are, so you don't have to put who you are in there. Just go ahead and comment on it, and it'll pop up directly. So the question I have for you is, how do you know when you've done a good job? How do you know when you've done a good job? How do you know when you've done a good or a bad job? How do you find out? Go ahead and pause the video now and think about that. Write it in a comment and hit submit. And as soon as you're done, press play again and continue to watch the video. So go ahead and pause that now and write that comment now. Go. Okay, great. So you've commented below. If you still haven't, pause the video now and do that now. I'm going to go ahead and say that there's two different types, really, of answers to this. There's one that says, well, I ask my friend, or I show somebody, or I sort of talk to somebody about it, and when I get some approval from people, then I feel like I've done a really good job. Or if it's my employer, when they tell me I've done a good job, I know I've done a good job. And there's another kind of response, and that is, I look at it, and it works, or it makes sense, and that's how I know I've done a good job. So these are very, very different answers. If you look at it and it makes sense to you, in order to know that you're actually internally framed, if you look at something, it makes sense, you like it, and everyone else hates it, but you like it, and it doesn't affect you anywhere inside, to be very honest here, it doesn't affect you and doesn't make you feel weird, you're just like, no, you guys are wrong, and this is good, then you're internally framed. If you show it to somebody else, and they say it's good, and then you feel like it's good, then you have an external frame. I have an external frame. I show other people my stuff, and then they give me feedback, and I feel like I've done a good job or a bad job, which is one of the reasons why I ask you to comment below, because I have an external frame, and I don't know if I've done a good job until someone says, hey, this is kick-ass. I really like it a lot. And I don't know if I've done a bad job until someone says, I didn't really understand this, and maybe you could be a little more clear, maybe you could shoot another video as a response in here to sort of add it so that we can get that video and really understand things a little bit better. And then I know, okay, I have to do a better job here. So here's what happens. Because I have an external frame and I walk into wherever I'm going, a club, a bar, a coffee shop, wherever, a bookstore, and if I get shot down by somebody, my natural instinct is going to be to feel like crap, to believe that I'm not attractive because the feedback that I got was that I'm not attractive. So what I've had to do in order to actually gain an internal frame is I've had to learn how to compartmentalize that response from people and to say, well, this person's opinion is worth more than this person's opinion to me. And it's really interesting the way that I do it. I hold people who have built rapport with me and have a connection with me emotionally in higher regard than I do people who I've just met. So that's one way that I've made myself a little bit more internally framed and still have the ability to connect in the way that I do. If you have an internal frame, one way that you can use that sort of power of an external frame to be able to connect with other people is to really look at body language and read it really well to say, okay, well, she's moving this way, so that means this thing. And we've got lots of stuff on body language in these video courses throughout the course of the membership area. So definitely make sure you check this stuff out and pay close attention to the body language sections. So that's how you can tell which frame you are. Go ahead, if you haven't already, comment below. Tell me whether or not you're an internal or an external frame. Tell me a little bit about how that's been for you. And I'd like to sort of coach you through that in the comments. So thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Take care.